This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Report was great. It could not have been better. It said no obstruction, no collusion. It could not have been better.
All right, so the Mueller report, the latest there is you heard the press, Kate Delaney saying, hey, 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 we're not talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. I think maybe, I don't know how many days in a row, for the last 2 years I've said that. What are we talking about again? What's the buzz in the nation? What's being talked about in your backyard and mine? And you know what? It's not so much the Mueller report because the president said it. There's no collusion. That's it. Bada bang. Except for it's going to be released in a couple of weeks, not a couple of months. So that's a big deal. That's what the Justice Department is saying. The U.S. Attorney General William Barr is going to do a public version of the special counsel's report. He's going to release it and release his own summary of the central findings. He said he needed more time to review the report to figure out how much for sure needed to be made public, but it will be. So Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham talked about that. He relayed the plans to release a public version of it in the next couple of weeks because he's been asked about it a ton, like everybody else on the Hill, and what do they think, and you know what the precise date is? Well, we don't know when it is. Of course, Democrats are calling on him to release it by, no fooling, not April 1st, but April 2nd. We'll see if it gets released by then. Maybe. I mean, that's not too long. If you think how many days where we are now and how many days before we get to April, hard to believe the first quarter, poof, like that, we're already almost into April. And, you know, polls show that 82% of people are saying, at least some vary a little bit, but that it should be made public. Yeah. So how about that? I mean, 82% is a big number. 52%, by the way, still believe Russia has compromising information on the prez. So that's a new Morning Consult Politico survey. And that was conducted after the AG released his summary findings. And, of course, we know what the summary findings were and the direct comments. So we'll see. I think it'll be a handful of pages, maybe. Jussie Smollett, that is the actor who beat the rap, as they're saying. His record, white clean. This is 2 weeks after the Empire actor pleaded not guilty to 16 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly lying to cops about a hate crime. Remember, he said at one point, he's quoted as saying, I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of doing of what I was accused of. I'd like nothing more than just to get back to work and move on with my life, but make no mistake, I will always continue to fight for the justice, equality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere. So Cook County prosecutors agreed to dump the charges against him at an unscheduled hearing in the case on Tuesday morning. He's going to forfeit the $10,000 he had to cough up for bail, and that's it. And the superintendent of the Chicago Police Department, not happy at all, saying that what happened here is a travesty. And there were others that reacted the same way, including the mayor, Rahm Emanuel. But, you know, here's the bottom line. He was accused of falsifying a police report and lying to the police. And then there was different acts along that way, falsely describing to officers that he was hit by two men. They yelled racial and homophobic slurs at him and poured a chemical on him. So he's black and openly gay. He told police he was attacked as he was walking home around 2 a.m. on January 29th. So the bottom line is, why the flip? How did this happen? And like I said, Rahm Emanuel lashed out at the state's attorney and how the office handled it, but he has no pull here as he's, I mean, it doesn't matter. He's out the door as mayor. And this is what justice has served up. So some are saying that something wasn't right here to begin with. And I have that feeling. Whatever it is that was missed, that wasn't buttoned up or whatever it is, if they don't have it, they don't have it. It is what it is. But how Smollett moves on, watch that. Because, you know, he thanked his family, friends, fans for support and whatnot. And then how Chicago bounces back and reacts to it. I mean, there were a lot of people out there waiting for him to come out of the courthouse. And he did, and he made, you know, a little statement and thanked those people that I mentioned. So, wow, oh, wow. That was a big reversal. You know, Rahm Emanuel saying it was a whitewash and prosecutors are feeling the heat. What happens now with Empire and what happens with his career? It is true that, you know, now with it's like a feeding frenzy. It's like a koi pond. Something happens and then poof, it just spreads. And I don't know that, I know that more stories will come out about this because it's not just going to get let go like, oh, okay, well, there's a reversal and, you know, that's it. And his record is expunged. Okay, why? And boy, it's tighter than a drum trying to really get down to the bottom of that. Let's put it that way. There's not a lot of there's not a lot coming out, but I think some things will start to happen as far as will we know exactly and be able to pinpoint it, right? I don't think it's going to take 2 years like the Mueller report, however. I think it's going to come down the lane a little bit faster than that. Let's put it that way, right? How about this? While you were sleeping, remember when we talked about Ebola and the Ebola coming to the United States? In fact, there was the hospital that dealt with Ebola that was just down the street from where I lived, and I had so many people calling me to see, are you okay? Is it okay? It's like, I wasn't at the hospital. Yes, I'm aware of it. But seriously, the Ebola crisis, 1,000 cases, 600 killed, medical centers just attacked. It's an epidemic in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. That's huge. That is crazy. Just massive body bags. And what happens to those people when they get, I mean, most of those cases, more than half of the cases were fatal. And it's the second deadliest ever recorded. You remember we talked about this behind the 2013-2016 crisis in West Africa, which is how that came to the Dallas, Texas area because of someone that was visiting. But boy, sad to see some of the shots that I've seen. Because once it spreads, and it's that's the thing. Containment, containment, containment. Once it gets into a community, that's where the World Health Organizations jump all over this, then it's a horror show if you don't put a containment on that. Fair or Foul coming up next. Plus, we'll talk about my trip to Ireland. Yes, this time next week I will be in the Emerald Isle tracing the steps of the actors from Game of Thrones and in the walled city, 400 years old. Cannot wait. Woohoo! Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge.
I imagine I'll be hearing many a tune like that in some of the pubs in Ireland. I'm excited to be going around Ireland at the start of April and interviewing some of the incredible people that want to fill our hearts with Ireland. You can fill your heart with Ireland by going to Ireland.com. Every time I go there, I just keep thinking, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the mysterious ancient burial tomb of New Grange, which is older than the pyramids of Giza. There are ruins of ancient abbeys, castles with all their histories and glories and battles and battlefields and winding around that wild Atlantic Way. That's 1,500 miles up the west coast of Ireland from the south up to the northernmost tip in Northern Ireland. And exploring Northern Ireland, think of the Grand Victorian buildings, the good pubs, the Ulster Museum, and some of the great attractions that lie there. Pretty extraordinary. And when you talk about the giant causeway, the volcanic landscape, I was looking at that the other day and how ancient it is and the different levels of it, just completely fascinating, the how far back it goes, of course. And then of course the other thing that I'm very excited about are the tranquil bays and beaches and the swells. And the swells, people don't realize this, bring surfers from all over the place because they want to surf it. So who doesn't want to go surfing in Ireland? Yeah, I'll go surfing there, of course. And imagine the seafood from the boats, just totally fresh, and the soda bread, which I love the soda bread. I already said I wanted to learn how to make soda bread. And one of the places I'm really, really excited about, and I was reading more about it today, is the city of Londonderry in Northern Ireland. And, you know, it's a place that was there was a monastery that was founded there by the River Foyle in 546. Just wrap your mind around that, 546. And that city has walls that are 400 years old and in some places 10 yards thick. And, of course, the Peace Bridge spans that River Foyle and was introduced to the city in 2011. So think about that. The food, the nightlife with the pubs, etc., and the rituals and the murals and all of that. I can't wait to bring it all to you. And you'll find it here on the show and across social media for me, too, as well. If you go to Kate Delaney fan page, and you'll see that on Facebook, and go to my Instagram, too, as well, and all over the place. Wherever you can find me, you will find out more. Twitter, Kate Delaney Speaker, go there and you'll find out more about what I'm doing on my trip. All right, fair or foul? I guess, Andy, the first fair or foul, fair that I'm taking the show to Ireland. Or foul? What is he in shock? He dropped off. So what do you think? Fair or foul that I'm taking the show to Ireland?
Well, I mean, that's fair, of course.
Yes, of course it's fair. You're supposed to just shout it. Yes, fair.
Yes.
All right, that's very good. You, we've talked about this before. Are you a big Game of Thrones fan?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you know this is the final season, and you know, because you watched like me, that you can envision some of these areas, and I'm talking about the coast, the northern coast. So that northern coast is where they film it. Like right by they have a sound studio right by where the Titanic was actually built.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Fair.
So, fair, exactly. Just keep saying.
As fair as Irish skin.
Nice. I got to work on my accent. You probably have it down better than me. So they'll kick me out of the country if they listen to my accent. Fair or foul, the world's largest T-Rex was found in Canada. Do you like the whole dinosaur thing? Are you fascinated by that?
Yeah. I always like dinosaurs.
Yeah? Have you ever been to any of the grounds where they've unearthed bones of dinosaurs?
I live in the Midwest. Not sure how many dinosaur bones there are here. No, I haven't.
Right, so,
I've been to, like, the Science Museum and stuff in St. Paul, though.
All right, well, that counts. Well, me, I've been to sites. I've seen dinosaur footprints. About 2 hours from where I live, you can go down to the water and not only do these giant plunges into the water, into this little riverbed area, but there's actual dinosaur tracks, and they're real. In fact, they dug some of them up, and they put them in the New York Museum, the Metropolitan Museum. So,
nice.
Or not the Metropolitan, the History Museum, the Natural History Museum there. So, yeah, stunning. So, fair. Of course it's fair. I mean, they're saying it's this predator's name is nicknamed Scotty, and it's, check this out, 42 feet long and weighed about 9.7 tons.
Wow.
That's big.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I think it's very big. All right, fair or foul? There's a, you know, you're not as much of a sports fan as I am, but you think of the analysts who call the games, you know, the NFL games. And Tony Romo's a former quarterback for the Cowboys. And he's an analyst for CBS. And he's gotten a little popular. People have written about him. So he made $4 million in his first year. He wants to make $10 million a year. The most Troy Aikman, who's a popular Super Bowl winning quarterback, three Super Bowls, he's gotten the highest amount. It's not even $8 million. Should CBS pay him $10 million just because he's been written up in the New York Times and people think he's clever and funny?
Yeah, you know, why not? What is that? $10 million? The price point when you get, isn't that when you start getting, was like 50% or some crazy amount of tax? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because they'll be taxed on it anyway.
Let's go right back to the city.
That's right. So fair. Well, I think, look, we live in a capitalist society. So if all the networks and everybody else is going to make all the money and he has gotten popular, whether people are writing about him or not, I mean, yeah. I say fair. Right?
Fair.
Fair. Okay.
I don't understand. I mean, why they could probably get away with not doing it, but they'll probably do it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they still would have to pay him more, but, you know, what is the high-level watermark or whatever? Because then somebody else could, you know, pick him up, I guess, is the whole thing. You're a music guy, so you're familiar with English beats.
Yeah.
Right?
English beats.
Roger Charlie, Ranking Roger, lead vocalist for the ska band, and co-founder of General Public Sad, died at the age of 56, but it really broke in social media before even his family knew. They were some of his family, because some of his family was around him, that was pumped out there. Sometimes do you think that news travels too fast because of social media, and wouldn't it be great if people could at least absorb it before it was pumped out and you found out that way? Fair or foul?
Man, this is a touchy one for me. I kind of think that it depends. It's situational.
Okay, situational because why?
Well,
you think so? It's okay sometimes or sometimes no?
I don't think it's right for anyone to profit off of a dead musician's music. Think there needs to be some sort of something put in place where, I don't know, money goes to a charity or something for the royalties or something, or it becomes public domain eventually. But the idea...
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know, just foul. I think it's foul. I think it's wrong.
Foul. I agree.
Because, I mean, that's... Then you have people close to the musicians and stuff that, you know, might be poisoning them. I don't know, you know.
Poisoning them.
They got me down as a... I'm going to get all the royalties if they pass away, so...
Yeah, sadly for Ranking Roger, he had a stroke at the end of 2018, and they found two tumors in his brain, so he had to be operated on, so he wasn't doing well. I mean, it was a sad story to begin with. It was just, you know, again, one of those things, because that's what happens. It goes, you know, nutty. Are you a big ketchup fan?
Not anymore. Used to be.
I like that. That's a perfect place to end this. Well, just so you know, Heinz turns 150 years old. They dominate the ketchup industry. I think we need somebody new, so I'm going to say foul. Sorry, can't celebrate with them. Thanks, Andy. Stay with us, everyone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son
if I was capable of one drop of what I was accused of.
He was indicted on 16 felony counts, including lying to police and planning the racial and homophobic attack he claimed happened back in January. President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border stands.
The yeas are 248 and the nays are 181. Two-thirds not being in the affirmative, the veto of the president is sustained.
The House failed to override his veto of a congressional resolution to overturn the declaration. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Nightly Fix of Forbes with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Joining us again is so fascinating. Our last conversation with Betty Thompson. She is the chief people officer for Booz Allen, one of the best known consulting firms in the world. We were talking about the fact that March is Women's History Month, and that Betty co-authored a piece for the Booz Allen blog with the title Trailblazing for a Purpose, and talking about stories about unsung women who persevered. And then one of them that popped out of me right away was Hedy Lamarr. So, Betty, thanks for coming back on and tell us about Hedy.
You know, she's known for being this Hollywood icon, was considered to be one of the most beautiful women of her time. But she was a prolific inventor. And what she did is really, truly remarkable. She worked with an avant-garde composer, George Antheil, and invented radio-guided torpedo with synchronized anti-jamming frequency hopping, which is a mouthful.
Yeah, say that three times fast, Betty.
Exactly. Not going to do that. It was actually rejected at the time by the U.S. Navy. But then that innovation actually became the underpinning of today's Bluetooth, GPS, and Wi-Fi technologies. And she, again, she took her invention to other countries who were much more receptive to a woman bringing these innovations forward. And in fact, the military ignored her invention in the U.S. and then seized her patent as enemy alien property to employ it on Navy ships during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So her contributions were even largely ignored entirely until the 90s, when her foundational patent was actually rediscovered. And then when she was 83 years old, she won the Electronic Frontier Foundation Pioneer Award, and she reportedly said at the time, "It's about time." Which I would agree with her.
One of the things I love about this blog story you wrote for the Booz Allen blog, it's at boozallen.com, BOOZALLEN.com. One of the things I loved about it is you not only told great stories like this about Hedy Lamarr, but you also bring it home with lessons for each of us today. So what's the lesson we can learn from Hedy Lamarr?
So Hedy Lamarr, I think, is somebody who the lesson there is that she didn't have formal education, but she was curious, she was smart, she was persistent. And I think that's a really great lesson, that it isn't always the formal training. How many of us have majored in something in college that is not at all what we are doing in terms of our career? And there are many ways for people to learn technology, get exposure to it, and it's not just the formal education. We find that people who are music majors, economics majors, actually have great aptitude for programming and software development and data science, things like that. So it's not just a matter of the formal education that should provide you entree into these technical fields and really, really good jobs. And then there's her persistence and her curiosity that I think made a big difference.
And then the next woman you write about in this story is a woman named Bessie Coleman. Tell us about her.
Bessie Coleman was an African-American woman, and she just always wanted to fly. She had a dream of flying, being a pilot, but unfortunately she lived in a world that wanted to keep her on the ground. She actually was quite good at mathematics, but she had no formal education, and she lived in a state where Jim Crow laws limited her opportunities. She moved around and she worked in different jobs and just, again, was very curious and committed to what she wanted to do. And she found that there was no school in the U.S. that would admit her to be a pilot. And so she approached a man, Robert Abbott, for some advice. He was a newspaper entrepreneur, and he was one of the first black millionaires. And he urged her to go to France because he said there's less racism there, you'll have more opportunity there. So she went to Paris and spent 10 months in a flying school there and earned a license that allowed her to fly anywhere in the world. So she actually could fly in the United States. And she was quite a press darling. So she could tell her story in a very compelling way. And she opened a school and she was authorized to fly anywhere. And she was the only woman, let alone an African-American woman, to receive a license that year. So she was quite a trailblazer, as you can hear. And she unfortunately passed away at the age of 34 in a tragic airplane accident because planes were quite fragile at that time. But it just shows you how brave she was.
Yeah, and I think the takeaway there is being persistent and knowing where the opportunity is. And then we look at another woman on the list, Margaret Hamilton. Tell us about Margaret.
Margaret Hamilton is somebody who worked on the space program and is actually the person who coined the term software engineer. She was working at MIT, and she was on the team that created the Apollo 11 flight software. She had been in graduate school at MIT, but she had to delay her graduate program to support her husband, who was at Harvard Law School. But she was one of the few women at that time working on the Apollo project while she was going to school at the same time. So on nights and weekends is basically when she would work, and she would take her daughter to work. And one day her daughter was playing astronaut and playing with all the equipment. Can you imagine? And she actually crashed the system. I'm sure they were really excited about that. But it made Margaret realize, it was sort of an aha moment for her, because she realized that safeguards could help account for mistakes. And she tried to rally her colleagues around this notion that they needed to build in some safeguards. And their position was, well, astronauts don't make mistakes. And so she persisted again, another theme here, and she convinced them to do it, and it actually proved to be correct. And before the Apollo 11 touchdown, there was a mistake that was made, and they were able to manually override it to bring them safely home. So she went on to found her own company. She's gotten lots of awards, and she's actually still alive, and that makes her even more inspirational because she's actually here to tell her own story.
We're talking with Betty Thompson. She's the chief people officer for Booz Allen. It's boozallen.com, boozallen.com. These stories are amazing, Betty. And as you said, there are many others like them. And we only benefit when we hear stories like this. And I want to bring it back to the work you do as the chief people officer for Booz Allen. As you said early on, there is a war for talent today. And how do you, as the chief people officer, empower your team to attract and then hire the best people in the world so they can turn around and serve your clients in the best possible way?
Well, I will tell you, I have a team that is incredible, and they are motivated every day to be innovative in their recruiting approaches. We've tried so many different things. We at one point had what we called BARB, which was the Booz Allen Recruiting Bus. And we would go to locations and set up shop there and attract candidates, whether it was at a university campus, whether it was at a job fair, whether, you know, wherever it was. And I think they just get really excited about the opportunity to engage these really talented people that we come in contact with. And particularly when they can talk about the kind of work that we do and the kind of experience that they can have at Booz Allen and get them as excited as they are about working at such a great firm.
Betty, if I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, I'm the right kind of person for Booz Allen, where do I go? What do I do to make sure I get on the radar of your team?
Just go to boozallen.com, and there's a career site there. And we have about 1,300 openings right now, and you can find probably more than one that would be of interest to you and would be happy for you to apply.
So to that point, Betty, of you having all those openings, one of the things Kate shared in our first segment with you is how many of your team have security clearances. What's the backstory on that so people understand how important the work is you're doing at Booz Allen for the United States of America and our government?
That is a great question, and I think is one of the things that is really important and exciting about working at Booz Allen is that we are doing work that are so central to the United States, our government, our citizens. And the security clearances are because of the importance of that work, that the elevation of that, and the impact and scale of the work that we do in service to this country and to the citizens of the United States is something that you just don't get everywhere. I think it makes the draw to Booz Allen and how impactful the work is that people are doing every day that much more appealing. And I think that's why we have been successful in attracting and retaining really great talent, because they come in and they see the importance of the work and they just get so passionate about being able to provide that level of impact to our country.
Betty, thank you so much for joining us, because I think that question that Greg just asked you really nails it, that you are the chief people officer. You're doing things that are innovative to really get the best people possible. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
But you're going to love the book. Jim Best has written a book called The Irate Pirate. I think of pirates in my childhood, and just the whole combination of that immediately, I think, evokes something. So the title is brilliant. And then the theme behind the book is also fabulous, because I had a chance to catch up with Jim and do a little sneak preview off the air. So I'm very excited to introduce all of you to Jim Best. Jim, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure, Kate. I've been looking forward to it, and I am always eager to talk about The Irate Pirate.
Let's talk about that title. The title is very clever and catching. Tell us about your idea behind it.
Sure. Well, thank you. So many of the audience and readers have identified with this. There's a whole universe of people that play Words with Friends, and I was playing that game. It came to a very late stage in the game, and the only word that I could spell was irate. I couldn't go out with that word, and so I had to be very cautious. Anybody that plays frequently will understand my predicament. It started right next to a double word score. Your opponent puts a letter in front of your word. They not only get the double score on your word, but then they can go perpendicular to it, and it could be a game breaker. So I was spelling irate, and I wondered what letter they could add to it to form another word, and the only one that I could think of was pirate. And I was struck with the non-rhyme nature of those two words, the irate pirate, And I jokingly remarked to my wife that that was going to be the first title of my children's book. And as I began to think about it, the words caught me, and I'm a word person, and so I've always had a fascination with words. But it struck me, well, every pirate is irate, so I don't want to write about that. That's why they say, "Arr." But then I thought about, well, what if it was a kid, a schoolboy or a schoolgirl? What might they be irate about? And one of the things that I've always focused on as a parent, and many of you will identify with this, we think about the role models and the examples that we're setting for our children. And as I thought about a boy growing up in a pirate community, what would he have to look forward to if he was going to become a pirate? And we know all the stereotypes. They have patch eyes, and they have peg legs, and they have hook hands, and they work on dirty ships. So I started thinking about that. That would certainly be something that a young boy might move away from. And really, it was 2 years ago, just from Christmas Eve, that it came to me in a very quick creative burst. And I had to go back, of course, and tune it up a little bit, but it was just a very nice and spontaneous and what sometimes we'll refer to as a pure story that unfolded, and one that, as I shared it with other people, they enjoyed it and thought it was funny, and thought that not only was it a great message for children, but also one for parents, in that you have to be a good role model. You want your children to learn as they read, and you want a story that you can share with them that they may want to come to you and ask, what are certain terms and what is the meaning of this? And so I try to infuse that in the writing that I do, Kate. That was a long-winded answer to your question, but I hope that I covered your question.
No, you nailed it. And you nailed really the next question, why people would want to read The Irate Pirate. And we'll tell everybody, Jim Best's Irate Pirate. You can pick it up wherever great books are sold, of course, Amazon, et cetera, all those places that you normally go. So you peppered in the reasons why people would want to buy it. Absolutely. I like the fact that you talk about terms and using terms. When you sat and had to come up with that, boy, I just in my mind can think of the spider web of ideas and terms and things that you would want parents to know and kids to know. Was it tough to boil it down?
It was, because I think that sometimes we can write just because we enjoy it as an author, or that we know that people are going to enjoy, it'll entertain them. But I also think that reading is foundational to a good education, and education's fundamental to a really balanced and happy life. And so as I think about my responsibility as a writer, I think, okay, how do I make it so that it's more than just fun? I think lessons have to be fun. I think that's what makes learning a great adventure. And the distinction that I make is that people love to learn, but we don't necessarily like to be taught. And so if I can put something in the book that will give children and readers an opportunity to discover something, so that reading becomes like exploration, I think that was always the curiosity that I had as a child, is to enter another world through our reading. And I like to write so that it's stories that children can share with their parents. I write them so that parents will be entertained and there is some what we'll call funny circumstances that adults will identify with. But I also make it so that children can ask their parents, what does this mean exactly? Why does the parrot repeat what the characters in the book say? Things like that. And I think reading, and specifically reading together, parent and child, or teachers and students, is a particularly powerful way to share learning, because you don't have to hit a pause button, or you don't have to be shushed when you interrupt somebody by saying something in the middle of a movie, right? Reading is much more interactive, and if people can share that together, I think that's a very powerful way to learn and grow. And I also think that you can go back and revisit it. One of the things that we always say is you can read the same book, but you're not the same person, and you won't be the same student or the same child next time, and you can get something else out of it. And so I try to make them so that they're very entertaining, but I also try to make it so that there's lessons that after you think about it for a little bit, you go back and you see some nuances and some subtleties that you didn't maybe see before. So that's what I try to do as a writer. That's what I really tried to hone in on with the Irate Pirate.
What did you learn about yourself in putting this project together? As you said, you had it in your mind 2 years ago, and then you felt that creative process and it poured out. So I think it'd be interesting for people listening. What was the process like for you? How did you feel about it?
That's a great question, Kate. And I've always enjoyed writing, but I particularly enjoy writing in a way that will make others laugh or smile or be entertained or be delighted and particularly learn. And some of the things that I learned as I was a parent, as I was a manager, as I was a coach for sports teams, et cetera, is that we, first of all, need role models. But secondly, just saying what you think or writing what you know doesn't impart the knowledge or doesn't encourage people to accept that message. And so we've got to be very creative and very innovative and, frankly, very effective if we want people to relate to what we're writing. And I think that's the purpose of all creative endeavors. Then we've got to find ways that are beyond just the way that we learn or just the way that we choose to understand things. And how do we make it so that we write it once, it lasts forever, and it stands the test of time? And so that was the exercise that I put myself through. It was challenging. And so I learned that in order to be a more effective writer, I had to be more disciplined. And it wasn't just writing whatever pleased me. It was, how is this going to be interpreted? So I've got one friend who actually has a daughter who just recently turned 8, and she loves to read. And so sometimes he would have her read the books first time through, and he would videotape her doing it. And so I could see what words she didn't understand, what words would be good for her to learn at that time, and what part caught her attention and what amused her and what amazed her and what maybe bogged down the writing a little bit. So one of the things I learned about myself is that I have a pretty strong commitment not only to writing, but to education and doing whatever small part I can to make it so that students are more positive about reading and more positive about learning and that they feel supported by their teachers and parents. And that's one thing that I always do without imparting a heavy message is that I always try to make it so that the teachers in the stories, the principal is a big part, Mr. Plankwell, I still smile when I think of, but I try to make it so that they are not perfect people, but certainly worth respect and act in such a way that they are responsible members of the student's world that they find themselves responsible for.
Oh, I love it. Perfect place to end this. We don't want to give away everything because we want you to pick up Jim's book, Jim Best, The Irate Pirate, to get it at Amazon and wherever great books are sold. Jim, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Kate. My pleasure.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.